This is a vital update about coronavirus. To help save lives, stay at home. Anyone can spread coronavirus. Only leave your home for the following reasons: to shop for basic necessities, to pick up medicine, to travel to work if you absolutely cannot work from home, to provide care to those who need it, or to exercise. Always stay 2 meters apart. Do not meet others outside your household, even friends and family. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desist. We love you guys. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we'd love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, everyone. How's it going? This is so fun. We have a new streaming platform for today's episode.
For today, every day. I know we're saying this every day, but today, here we are again, trying a new streaming platform. This one is StreamYard. So the other videos from this week, they weren't just perfect. They weren't how we liked them. So we're trying it again. Yeah. So those of you who are Crappens On Demand Patreon members can see that right now. But go check it out later. The video will be up on Crappens On Demand. And if this works, then hopefully we can do this a couple times a week and have streaming parties while we do our recaps.
Yeah. And actually, this platform that we're using is really dedicated towards streaming. Streaming, as Zoom is more about like video conferences, so I think that's why we're having some issues. But this one, what's exciting about it is that today's episode, we are going to be breaking down the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 10 trailer, and we normally do that on a bonus episode on Patreon, but we decided to make that one a free one today, so for just because why not. And what's fun is normally when we do it, we press play on the trailer, both of us independently at home. And then the audio comes from my computer. And then I have to be like, okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. And it's like kind of a very primitive way of doing it. But with this new software, we can actually put the trailer up on the screen and we can both be seeing the same thing at the same time and hearing the same thing at the same time. And anyone who's watching can also get that too. So it's going to be we're really excited to be able to do it this way at last after years of doing it like two kids with tape recorders.
Well, let's not get too excited. We just started this. You never know the world of shit that could fall on our head once we try to do this. But for now, it seems like it's going to be really great.
Yeah, we're really excited. Was there anything that we have to announce
just
the audience before?
Basic things. Videos and live stream, Crappens on Demand. Regular bonus episodes. We're going to be doing Tiger King for the conceivable future because we love that. The first episode is already a bonus. We did Love is Blind, which you guys got in the free feed, but that's going to be our bonus for the next couple of months. Go ahead, Ben.
I just want to say real quickly, because Ronnie and I are going to be recapping Tiger King episode by episode, we know that a lot of people binged the series. We have not. We are going episode by episode. So please, no spoilers in comments. No spoilers in your DMs to us about it, because we have not watched beyond the first episode. So every time you listen to us, you're hearing like fresh, basically fresh response. So we know people are excited, but please try to not spoil it in comments and stuff like that.
Also, if you're wondering what's in my teeth, it's from my broccoli smoothie. Doesn't that look delicious? It looks like barf, but it tastes really good.
It looks like the vegetable soup I made last night. I made this. I put all these vegetables in. It was going to be this wonderful soup. And I was like, you know, it'd be nice, a little tang from some tamarind sauce. So I put some tamarind sauce, way too much. I was like, blah! And it also turned everything super brown. So I have this sludgy looking vegetable soup. Life.
Well, that's that. So now we are ready to get on with this episode. The other thing I wanted to say was, since we're doing that for our bonus episodes, Tiger King, we're going to be doing Top Chef. We're going to check in with Top Chef and Atlanta on Monday. Some days we'll do a full recap of Top Chef. Some days we're going to do a full recap of Atlanta. Okay? We're not really sure. We're going to decide which one we like better for that week. So that's it. So that's what it'll be on Monday. Okay, now let's start, Ben.
All right. Okay, is everyone ready? Look, I'm going to press a button to make a whole different layout. Whoa!
So whose house is this? Kyle's?
Erica's. I don't know.
This is Erica's, right?
You think this is Erica's? It could be. It does have a Pasadena look. I mean, we are seeing right now, what we're seeing is like a very regal for LA, not like real life regal, but LA regal. You know,
I mean,
like
it's
this,
like,
arch.
It's definitely faux regal. It's a big box house. I mean, a Best Buy could be there. If it was painted differently, this could be a Best Buy. But, it's just a big stucco box, basically.
It's not unlike what I'm trying to make my Animal Crossing house look like. I have fully planted two big palm trees by my house, trying to make it look like Pasadena chic. Really does not translate well in Animal Crossing, but I'm trying my best.
Home Depot cobblestones. I mean, mm-hmm.
There's also this random tree that's lit back here. I don't know why that's lit up.
I guess they're shooting in the backyard, I'll bet.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that's a lighting guy just trying to have fun,
or a tennis courts.
Or St. Elmo's fire.
Yeah, this has to be Erica's because this is like legit huge. Whereas I think Kyle has that huge backyard.
Look, it's a brick driveway. You know what? Look at this driveway. This is not just a brick driveway. It's like brick, like crosshatched brick. Give it 6 months, and guess what? This is Kyle's driveway. Also, watch her have a brick driveway.
Yeah, Kyle, copycat Kyle for sure. Yeah. All right, let's get on with it.
Okay, we're going to press play.
All right, the astrology guy's here. He's pulled all of your charts.
Kyle is...
Okay, so...
Wow, there's a lot already, to unpack here, as Andy would say.
There's a lot to unpack here, guys.
Well, okay, so Erica and Lisa are wearing the same outfit. I don't know what's going on.
They're
here
wearing
with that.
The same thing because there's... Lisa Rinna is a stalker, and she is totally stalking Erica Jane at this point. This year, she's all, and I just know this from her Instagram, but this year, she's like, that's Erica. But she's like, this year, wigs, honey. This one is Delilah. That one is Sheila. This one is this. I'm like, okay, you're not Erica Jane. You need to stop. And who would want to be Erica Jane? Then congrats on Broadway, though, and being rich. And
yeah,
hot.
Well, it's interesting because Rinna is really leaning into having a long pony. I think after the reunion last year and how people have really enjoyed it, she's experimenting with it, as is Countess Luann. So Rinna and Luann are on the same ponytail journey, which is exciting. Because they sort of have their hair, their sort of classic hair is kind of the same if you think about it, right?
Yeah. Here's my thing. Are they both just celebrating Vanderpump's demise because they're wearing Vanderpump pink and they're wearing the same like kind of horrible Vegas power suit? I think if anyone deserves that, it's Kyle. Kyle's the one who officially brought her down. You guys were very instrumental, and I know you dreamt about it for a long time, but Kyle dreamt about it for the longest, so I think she deserves the pink power suit.
Yeah, although, you know, it's interesting, these patterns here. I know this is probably a super expensive couture Pepto-Bismol thing situation happening, but like these ripples, this is like giving me some sort of like Super Mario dangerous liquid that you can't step in, right? Like it's like you, like Mario has to literally jump over this sleeve in order to get to safety.
Yeah.
It's giving me that vibe.
Yeah. I can see that. It's very bad. I get Vegas carpet.
Yeah. So they were talking, Erica was talking about astrology things. And now we have this shot here. We have Garcelle Beauvais here also bringing in the pink. So this is just a big fuck you to Lisa Vanderpump, right? Just huge.
Well, Garcelle's new, so she's not really fuck youing anybody. She just likes pink, probably.
Yeah. I don't know who this lady is. I think she's the new friend of. I already love how much she's giving Kyle this nasty look right here.
Oh, that blonde lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is a blonde lady who's wearing fur. So, I mean, you can go fuck yourself in the face. But she's also... Yeah. Oh, is it not? Is it gauze?
I thought it was a big flimsy bow. I think it's a gauzy bow.
Okay, I'm unfucking your face in my words. I'm sorry about that. And yeah, she looks, I don't know, it's a lot of surgery. Who is this woman? Of course, it's a lot of surgery. It's Beverly Hills, but.
She looks like she played a receptionist on like a 90s procedural.
Yeah, she looks like an actress from the 80s, and I can't remember which actress it is.
Yes, it will come who is to me. That? Like, her name should be Lynn. I feel like she's a Lynn, right?
I don't know, Lynn but energy. I'm already hating Kyle's new face
hair.
I hate Kyle's face and hair already.
I hate, like, we are only 4 seconds in, and all we see right now is Kyle's profile. We see, like, a bang curling forward, and we see, like, a tendril of hair, Kim D style, coming all the way down her cheek, and I hate it. especially, like, and on top of that, she has this look on her face, like, I know I have a new hairstyle, new year, new me, and isn't everyone proud of my bangs? And the blonde lady is like, I've been doing bangs for 3 years at least, so you're not taking credit for this.
Also, Garcelle's purse here at the edge of the table, they're all sitting at a table only drinking water. Like, oh no, some of them have wine.
Garcelle has wine.
Garcelle's purse, can we look at this for a second?
Yes.
It's like a very artsy purse. Like, I guess it's like art on the purse, but it's all blurred out. Like paintings that they can't get the rights for. What the hell? I've never seen a purse like that.
I know. It's like a pop culture thing.
Where you have to blur out the purse. And look at that tiny little something on her plate. What do you think that is? Like, it looks like a tiny little raw chicken breast.
If I zoom in, can you zoom in also? Do you see? Did it get bigger for you at all?
No, it didn't.
No.
But that's okay. I can see. I am zooming in on my screen at home.
Maybe it's like a Hamantaschen or a little cookie. Well, there's a bunch of cheese in the middle of the table. It's hard to see, but there are stacks of cheese.
I don't know. It's pink. It's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't really match.
Okay, right, so sure. Now we've got this new gay astrologer. Are we still falling for this?
Yeah, I'm going to press play.
Okay.
Kyle is Capricorn. What will get you the most worked up is when someone is being treated unfairly.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit. Oh, Kyle just hates when people are being treated unfairly. She hates it. That's why she hides their crutches.
And she has this look like, yes, thank you. Someone finally understands my truth. Thank you very much.
Oh, Kyle, you suck. Okay, with your Little House on the Prairie bangs. What is she doing? She's like, I was on TV that time, remember?
She fully has, actually, you know what? From this angle, we see that she fully has Fisher-Price hair now. Remember the little Fisher-Price figurines? Remember how, like, the yeah. women had this sort of, like, this helmet of plastic hair on them? That's what she has now.
Broccoli smoothie, I'm sorry. I'm just staring at Kyle. Okay. It's amazing because...
You just immediately need to cleanse yourself.
Especially last season. Last season got so toxic, and you know I love my Vanderpump and all that. We don't have to go over it, but I was screaming and yelling. Like, someone literally wrote us, like, Ronnie, please, like, try not to hate it that much. You know, it's supposed to be fun. We're listening to your show for fun. And I was just getting so toxic and vile. And so this time I'm like, oh, my God, am I excited? Not really. I should feel more excited, but I'm not feeling vile and toxic and gross. But God, I see Kyle again, and I'm like, you suck. You still suck, Kyle Richards. Monster, friend to no one with your terrible star shirt.
Like, I would have been open to, like, starting the process of, like, rebuilding a relationship with Kyle, but not as long as these bangs are around.
Because it's not just the bangs. If it was, like, just bangs, okay, but it's, like, a weird pony with a bump it, and then it's, like, the bangs. And then it's the tendrils.
It's bang entitlement.
Yes, and it looks like she's got Jennifer Aniston, like, the Rachel cut under all of that as well. It's a lot going on for me to hate here, Kyle.
Yeah, I just feel like she's very, very proud of a look that is honestly not great. Honestly, you know who was doing this look before her? Carlton.
Carlton? What a weird...
Didn't Carlton have a bang situation like this? Or am I misremembering?
She looks like the Clampett girl, you know? Ellie Mae.
Let me look up Carlton.
Carlton Gebbia? I don't know. Carlton. Last I heard, she was being dragged out of a club in Hollywood because she did a drug overdose or something. And like...
I guess Carlton...
allegedly, I don't know. I read that in the TMZ or something.
Okay, apologies. Carlton never had bangs like these, but Carlton just has bang energy.
This is like the lady, the pioneer woman.
Yeah.
This is what her hair is. It's very like, she's just like, I live in the country. I'm making things on iron.
Yeah, Kyle's like ready to brag that she made an omelet this morning. She's like, guys, I made an omelet.
Totally. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's weird.
All right, Dorit,
would
you...
Okay.
So what does she tell Dorit? Yeah, I think it's pretty fucking weird.
I think it's weird.
And Dorit goes, ooh.
Dorit is... Guys. So Dorit is doing... Dorit looks like she's standing in front of, like, she looks like she's crafted her hair into the Airbnb logo behind her.
Yeah, Dorit's pattern is pretty weird here. She's going for, like, her 60s mod look.
Yes.
And you look at those big-ass, fake-ass earrings on her ears, too. Dorit, we all know you're worth about $2.50 goddamn cents. Would you please stop wearing diamonds the size of elbows on your ears? At this point, you're just robbing the taxpayer.
And Kyle looks very angry at Dorit right now. It's probably because Dorit is sort of like, Dorit's basically like, I've made some hair tendrils also, but I've made it from my patterned shirt, not from my hair. And Kyle's like, but I have real hair tendrils. Why aren't you taking me seriously?
Yeah, Kyle's like, listen, I'm wearing the Basic Instinct dress and Ellie Mae Clampett hair and a bathing suit and a shawl and a poncho. How could you?
Kyle has very non-committal cutouts, like just the hint of a cutout, enough that you think that was there maybe a mistake.
Yeah.
Like maybe
it
Storm
is a cutout, a bathing suit, a dress, a shirt, a jacket. It's like everything into one outfit. She does not know what to do without Vanderpump to steal from. I'm just going to say it. I thought she was going to come in head to toe, pussy bows and like silk shirts that you could see through to her bra or whatever, you know, like Lisa Vanderpump doing magic, you know, wearing like maybe a gold cape or something. But
no, instead she has this situation going on. And I mean, you know, say what you will about Dorit. I actually, the color is, the pattern's busy, but I actually like the blue. I actually like how Dorit dresses by and large. So, you know, she takes some swings and has some misses, like her strange gold yarmulke situation she had. But I don't know. I like the color. I like this color right now on her. And I just like how gobsmacked she is. It's just like classic Dorit.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? The money that Boy George spent on that face. Like the 10% of Boy George's earnings or whatever she did to use that face. She's a very gorgeous girl. So nicely done.
Nicely done, Dorit. Okay.
And Dorit, when you do get upset, it's almost like a tidal wave.
Kyle, let me finish. You finish. I'm not talking. I'm going to freak the out.
Guys.
Dorit, when you get upset, it's like a tidal wave of stupidity. Okay. And terrible accents. Of places you've probably never been.
Dorit getting upset is really not a tidal wave. If anything, it's just like a puddle you didn't see that you just stepped in.
Yeah. Also, Dorit, they're showing a couple outfits here on Dorit. We get this one that we just saw with the 60s I Dream of Jeannie like headscarf that matches her outfit. And then the next one, we see Dorit in like another Louis Vuitton. Was that Louis? Who wears Louis Vuitton Is she wearing pajamas?
Wait, which, where? I'm seeing
it's the black
her
outfit, the LV.
Yeah, it's like a zip up with like some buckled epaulets.
Are you seeing? Oh, no, not that one. It's which back one? At the table. It's back at the table.
Oh, at the table.
Of the psychic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry.
It's like Louis Vuitton black and white pajamas, and then a Louis Vuitton brown and orange headscarf. It's like, yes. Dorit, I get that you're rich. Okay, I get that you're pretending to be really rich, but this don't match. There is no way that this matches. Stop
doubling down. Poor Garcelle. She looks miserable. She looks uncomfortable. She's like, I never should have worn this stupid jumpsuit. Kyle told me to wear a pink jumpsuit, and I'm uncomfortable, and she set me up for failure. I hate this shit. Kyle is looking so happy. She's trying to hold in her smile when the psychic is talking to Dorit right now, because she knows the psychic is making Dorit uncomfortable, and she is so happy about it. Look at that smile.
Yeah, that's Kyle. Oh, and then look at Lisa Rinna's face in this next scene. What's happening? What are they saying here? So it's right,
okay,
after
press
this.
Kyle, let me finish. You finish.
I was not talking.
So this is...
I'm going to freak the out.
Another fight between Dorit and Kyle.
I love when Dorit's eyes are so wide, her lying eyes. And also, are they coming for Kyle? I hope they are, because it's your turn. That's what happens, you know? You cut the head off of one terrorist, and you guess what? You're the terrorist now, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
George Bush's vice president. Okay, Dick Cheney. Okay, Kyle Cheney. That's you.
I also, look how much Kyle does not, I don't think she realizes that with this new hairstyle, she now has to learn how to control her hair, because look how much it flops. This is like,
now it's like, very like, Skinamax. It's like, yeah, it's the same thing in the front, but a very loose bun on top.
But it's like also like these tendrils are coming off of it. It's like, it looks almost like an octopus landed on her head and it's like holding on for dear life as she talks. It's like, whoa. Oh, wait. You know?
It looks like someone ate a really awkward piece of bland chicken and then they were decided to wrap it up to go. Look at those foil things coming off of her ears.
I know.
Like they're trying to fit the chicken. Here. Yeah, they're trying to fit the chicken into the to-go foil.
It's like Renee Zellweger decided to donate some of her Chicago dress to Kyle's ears.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in that musical, huh?
Whoa. Okay, I'm pressing play.
I'm gonna freak the f*** out.
Even if you want to hold it back, you simply can't.
Can I?
What else should I do, Teddy?
Rinna. Oh, I love when Rinna does that shit. Oh, yeah. When the...
Yeah, because Teddy comes in with, like, her pregnancy. I'm pregnant, Teddy. And everyone's supposed to be super nice to her. And, you know, Rinna will be like, hey, Teddy, you want to go talk over by the stairs?
I think...
Just, like, give her a little toss, tumble down the stairs.
I'm hoping that Rinna senses that the audience is just not feeling Teddy Mellencamp anymore, and she's just going to go after her. That's what I'm hoping. That's the vibe I'm picking up on this scene.
You know, I don't know, because Rinna has a very weird sense of what the audience thinks, okay? And she's never really on the right side, right? Like, last year, they've been torn limb from limb. I can't even believe the cast is all back after that Vanderpump thing. And what Lisa Rinna seemed to take from all of that was, you know what I should do? Dance every day on Instagram.
Yes.
Awkwardly to something. That's what the audience wants. So, who knows?
Well, I just like that Lisa Rinna has now like repurposed her anti-Kim Richards tone for Teddy.
What should I do, Teddy?
Like, that's the vibe that's normally reserved for Kim, right? What should I do, Kim?
And then, of course, look at Teddy's reaction that you're paused on right now.
I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, did you ask what you should do? Because I'm Teddy.
I'm just trying to figure out how to balance my clients and my children and this thing that I have inside me, you know? You know that's going to be one of her lines.
And look at Lisa Rinna, like, scrunching, putting her fingers as much in her hair as she can. Lisa Rinna has, like, totally freed herself from whatever wigs she was wearing, because now she's, like, open about wearing wigs. And so when she's natural, she's like, look at me touching my scalp, baby! Anything you want to say about it, baby?
I own this scalp. Baby. All right, I'm going to press play.
Oh, those are fighting words. For me, that is some white people stuff.
Garcelle's already over it. She's like, why am I on this show?
What is she even talking about? That's some white people stuff. I love that it could just mean anything, really, on this show.
I'm going to assume that Teddy is mad that Lisa didn't show up to a spin class, because that is some white people shit.
Yeah. So she's modeling. She's like having like a photo shoot with some kid, with the camera, obviously. She's
Garcelle.
Like, look at me. I've got a long ponytail and a sheer outfit with a bra under. She is very Vanderpump, actually. I mean, Vanderpump never did this photo shoot shit, but the pink suit and now the magician's uniform.
Yeah, she's very much, you know what? She could be like Lisa's like magician assistant, right? She sort of is in magician assistant clothing right now.
Twas of Beverly Hills.
Garcelle!
All right, we're getting like a lot of the fast shots. So let's look at each one of them if we can. We have Garcelle spinning next to Kyle's assistant or former assistant. You know what this scene is right here? This is gonna be one of those endless scenes that we're gonna have to go through this season of them all walking into a room and showing
you
off what they're wearing.
I love your clothes. I love your outfit.
Yeah.
Denise is like, okay, no more jeans and a t-shirt. I got the memo.
Now she just looks crazy like everybody else. She's like,
all right, you know what? I'm going to wear a golden thing. Just wrap a napkin around me. I don't care. Just make sure it fucking shines, these bitches.
And Rin is wearing like a horizontal zebra stripe, which is kind of weird because zebra stripes I thought were more vertical. So she sort of looks like a birch tree.
Does a zebra stripe make me look zebra fat?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
The ID Mobile Wow Deals event is now on. Save up to £120 on the latest smartphones, including the awesome Samsung Galaxy A40. That's £120 you can spend on other stuff, like 2,123 chocolate eggs, perhaps. But hurry, the ID Mobile Wow Deals event ends April the 21st. Switch and save today at idmobile.co.uk. While stocks last, offer subject to change. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
The Crappens commercial.
Oh, look, and now here are the women. They're seeing Erica's billboard for Chicago.
Oh, what's it next to? Let's see where she's placed here.
Next to
a watch
above.
And help Australia. Australia is burning down and Erica is in Chicago. It's signs of the end of the world. Okay.
These are basically all January.
Signs. Yeah.
Wow.
There's basically Swarovski. All signs of the end of the world. And let's see. What's next? Erica? Oh, then Erica in Chicago with her mouth wide open.
Foxy,
and
Roxy,
hot,
all right?
Foxy. And all that jazz. I don't give a fuck about the jazz.
Come on, buy my noble paper towel.
I don't
and
give a fuck
about
the jazz.
And all my pussy, I'm touching my pussy, everybody.
She went in and learned the choreography for Chicago and was like,
this is my choreography.
Pop, sis, pop, fizz. I don't give a fuck. Mr. I don't give a fuck. Mr. I don't give a fuck.
Then we have Lisa twirling outside a subway station. I don't know.
Yeah, it says North Vermont Avenue. That's North Vermont Avenue.
God,
I booked a gig at the subway. It's great. I'm retaking tickets.
I'm in between a subway sign and a parking meter.
I'm winning, like, baby.
Lisa, Rinna, you've been invited to the first train ride of the new car that they just built for the Red Line. Okay, I'll be there, my couture.
And then next, we've got the ladies walking around. And, God, what do we have? Denise in a wind machine? Oh, my God.
Denise looking thrilled at the photo shoot. She's like, all right, how much longer are we doing this? I got a husband to fuck.
God, you want to talk about some priv face? Jeez. Her white and she looks like she's from Death Becomes Her. It's like someone else just put a head on another person's body. Her head and her neck are pale white, and then her body is brown, which is very odd because usually it's the other way around, right?
Yeah, it is. It's very, very light. And she's got sort of a, they're making her sort of stand in this crazy, like, butt to the side and back in the, I don't know.
Butt to the side, look at the face, window my face. Ooh.
She looks better. Oh, whoa. I was going to say, you know what? With the next shot is Adrian Maloof, and that really helps. Because when you're like, oh, really she has a pretty face, and then you're like, oh, wait, looks beautiful now.
But
beautiful.
At least you don't have Maloof face.
Adrian Maloof basically looks like a shy guy now.
Every time I see Adrian, I just hear,
Paul! God damn Paul! It, Paul!
Go walk jackpot! Paul! Paul!
You gotta shave that back before I pull a body, Paul!
So, let's see.
I need to buy myself a car to feel better.
Oh, shut up, Kyle. Shut up.
Fucking Kyle.
I need to buy a car. I'm really rich. Here we go. Another season about how fucking rich Kyle is. Get a life, Kyle.
So now Kyle's going to get one of these things, and then she's going to be like, it's crazy. I'm trying to go grocery shopping, and I don't know what to do. I can't fit the groceries in here. She's vile.
Why does Kyle only want to buy cars that can kill her and her children? She will only get cars the size of a thumb. I mean, this is a step up for that, like, little, you know, road-hugging golf cart or whatever, I guess. What is Kyle wearing, by the way? Kyle! She's wearing mom acid wash. No, not even acid wash. Light blue.
She's wearing a jellyfish.
Mom.
Okay? She has a jellyfish on her shoulders.
Kyle, the only woman who would dry out a jellyfish to wear. She is wearing the Vanderpump sleeves here.
She is. And Erica is like, fuck, I gotta shoot another scene with Kyle Richards while she looks at cars. I would rather be home eating bonbons.
Wow, Kyle, a scene shot in front of Herbie the Love Bug. Sounds great, you stupid bitch.
You know what? If Kyle said, I need to buy a car to make me feel better, and then the next shot was like a Toyota Camry, I'd be like, you know what? I love that. I love that she did that. She's like, I just need a Toyota. But a stupid ass car that we know is going to be like, there'll be scenes of like, isn't this crazy? Come on, girls, we're going to go for a ride. We're going to drive fast. And then we'll see like a GoPro cam shot of them in there, being, woo!
Yeah, you want to feel better? Buy a car for a poor person, you fucking jackass. Give Cam her house, okay? How about that?
Right on cue, here's the shot. Here is the shot. Look.
Don't get any feeling.
Okay, well now, meanwhile.
Well, yeah, that just changed the game, pretty much. Guess who's back? It's Kim Richards and Brandi Glanville, baby! And Brandi is pulling Kim's nip out of her shirt.
And applying a nipple cover of some sort.
Yeah, I'm just living my life right now.
Yeah.
It's weird. It looks like she's putting an eyelash on it or something. Kim Richards would show up with an eyelash on her tit.
Brandi is going to have a role this season for sure, based on all the talk about her beef with Denise and that whole messy situation there.
Her beef curtain with Denise.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's all that happens this year. So far, I'm getting that this fake lesbian storyline is pretty much it, guys. All right.
Well, the rumor is that basically they have like they hook up, and then Brandi thought that they were it was like a fun thing, and that Aaron was totally down with it. But then Denise is like, don't tell Aaron, because Denise viewed it as cheating or something. And then Brandi has a thing like, I would never. You put me in a position where now I'm a mistress, you know.
Oh, yeah, Brandi would never.
Meanwhile, over at Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, meanwhile, in a tent in the back, someone's backyard.
Yes, so first of all, we have Lynn over here.
Doesn't that look like Ramona Singer?
She's definitely doing a Ramona Singer stance. That's how Ramona goes, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, like she's always about to fall down onto something. And yes. Lisa Rinna, of course, sees a pole, so... You know, she's
going,
twirling
she's
around.
She's going for it. I'm just swirling.
Look at her mouth wide open. It's slow motion, so she's just like.
She's dressed like a hedge. She's like, I'm just going to be Luann in the bushes right now. That's just what I am.
Yeah, this year she's just all kinds of zebra print. This is a neon green and black zebra print. I don't know. That's her thing this year. Okay.
Yeah, so she's swirling around. And now we have Erica lying flat. This looks like, is this going to be some sort of medical procedure of some sort? I feel like I should press play because I feel like there's audio playing.
I've never been with a girl. I've only been with a couple.
Judgy Wuzzy was a pregnant.
You know, as Dorit insults go, that one's pretty good.
Judgy Wuzzy was a what?
Well, considering that, like, that language is normally reserved for talking to PK.
And she's also got, okay, you know how people are putting, like, baby hairs?
Yes.
They're going on the baby hair. They call them baby hairs, right?
I mean, that's something that black women have been doing for a very, very long time. But now white women, of course, are like, oh, there's something that we can do, too.
Yeah, but of course it's white women. So it's like fake.
Like Sarah Haynes.
Yeah, it looks like white out or like.
She looks like she has mealworms on her forehead.
Yeah, she does. And it could only help. Also, in this, doesn't she look like Jennifer Lopez paused like this?
A little bit. You know, she's wearing this obnoxious Chanel shirt that actually makes her look like she works for the Chanel pharmacy.
It
she's
does. Like, yeah, Dorit's
how can
dumbass.
I fulfill your prescription, please?
She does. Would you like to try a facial in your face? Okay. Are you excited to hear a whole new season of that terrible accent?
We're once again going to have our strange situation where I do a totally different Dorit than you do.
I don't even care. I know it doesn't sound anything like Dorit, but she's such an idiot. It's just fun for me to scream.
But your Dorit's
out.
More fun to do. I like doing your Dorit, but at this point, yours is so iconic. Lisa. I can't do yours.
Lisa.
Well, I can't like even draw it with you drawing me, Carl.
Young ladies. Ah!
Oh, God. Okay, so let's move on.
Also, wait, let's not bury the lead.
What is it?
Is Dorit once again coming for Teddy? With their simmering rivalry is back.
Because Teddy is being such a fucking, oh my God, people are with girls sometimes? Yes, Teddy, okay? People sometimes sleep with other people, okay? It happens. There are different kinds of relationships, Teddy. And Erica's like, well, I haven't been with a girl, I've been with a couple. Which is being with a girl. I guess she means like it's not like lesbian sex, it's like threesome sex.
Yeah.
And then Teddy apparently doesn't approve, and of course she doesn't. Dorit, who's with PK, God knows what she's had to go through. You know, sometimes you just have to put yourself in other people's shoes. Put yourself in Dorit's pharmacy jacket right now.
Sometimes.
And just imagine all the amounts that she's trying to protect herself from with that jacket, from being with around PK and Boy George for this long.
I mean, coronavirus is nothing for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a pregnant woman.
Welcome to Rome.
Yay!
Speaking of which, of course, is that they go to Italy, right? Here we are. Okay. Also, speaking of Boy George, Erica is fully stealing Boy George's look right here. She's like a cream Boy George.
Yeah, she is. She's probably got daddy. The boss tied up to a radiator.
Tom tied. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Rena's like, ah, here we are. The Spanish steps.
Hi, Italy. Okay.
You can see Kyle's already pouting about something. I don't know what it is, but she's already upset about some comment someone said at breakfast.
Oh God, just probably imagine all the things that Rena is not going to eat in Italy. It's like, why would you do this to Rena? Are we coming for Rena? I'm predicting they're coming for Rena this year because they're taking Rena to the land of bread and pasta. That's like the coldest thing you can do to a Rena.
Garcelle just hates that. I feel like the two, Erica and Garcelle, look like they just don't want to be with the rest of the cast right now. They're just like, you're ruining Italy for us. Let us just enjoy Italy for once.
Yeah. Yeah, Erica really does not want to be there. It's funny. Okay.
Yeah, look. Dorit is unenthused. There's a very unenthusiastic chow. Because you know that, like, Dorit would normally be like, chow, chow, chow. But here she's, like, clearly just got into a fight with Kyle and Teddy, I think.
You know what? She's fighting with her lips. Her lips, her implants cannot stay. Rena and Dorit both, their lips... Rena's always had big lips. But guys, you're rich. Make them fit your mouth. This is crazy. Dorit's look crazy. There's a lip within a lip. Mold your lip.
It's a better lip. It's a meta lip. All right, now we have, is this...
They're buying expensive things in stores. That's what we're doing. Whoa, too look beautiful. At this purse. It's too beautiful to be a purse.
You know what? You know what I think is it? You know, it is very pretty, but also it looks like it'll break.
It's like a plastic lunchbox.
It basically is, or a fish tank. Someone added a handle to a fish tank lunchbox.
Yeah,
too beautiful.
Too beautiful.
Oh, look. Look at all the tourists. Okay, so here they are throwing a penny behind them into the famous fountain. And look, you just see all these throngs. They're like, get these bitches out of here. I've been waiting. I spent 3 months' pay just to be able to get here, and I can't even get close to this fountain because these ladies are here.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has ruined me for everywhere else because I'm like, oh, my God, I love that place in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a trash box.
Oh, here they are, still in Rome. Oh, they're by the Colosseum now.
I hope it's not over. I love drama.
Oh. I hope it's not over. I love drama. Now, I've heard rumors that Dorit was not living with PK by the end of this season.
Right.
Or after this season, they broke up, and she's been living... I don't know. What happened? What'd you hear, Ben?
So Brian Moylan... I think Brian Moylan... relayed those rumors on some podcast. I don't remember which one.
Ooh.
Some podcast. No,
but
not,
I'll listen
I don't,
to Dame Moylan over anybody else.
I just made it sound so dismissive. I didn't mean to make it sound like that, but I heard that Brian Moylan, he was on a podcast and I think he said this rumor. And then PK, because I saw this tweet from Brian, he said that PK called him up and was like, "You've gotten me into a lot of trouble, young man." And basically, Brian hung up on him. I think. Don't quote me on it. I could have totally.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, it happened a while ago. But yeah, he tweeted at him, didn't he? Didn't he tweet?
Maybe
he tweeted something like, "How could you do this, ruining people's lives, bloke?" And he was like, "Shut up, stupid." You know.
So PK says,
"I love drama.
Can't believe drama. It's over. I love drama." I wonder if he's talking about going from diabetes 2 to diabetes 1. He's like, I missed that stage in my life.
I'm diabetes 444 is what I've got right now. Also, of course, he's drinking a Cosmo. That's so PK.
And Dorit is just... She has... Now, her headband... Is this like a chain link?
Yeah, it's like a chain hot glue gunned onto a...
It's like she raided Boy George's closet, found something, and I was like, this will go well in my head. It's like, that's not what that's meant for, dear.
Yeah, it's like donkey braces on a headband.
Donkey S&M.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to my new best friends. Some of them, not so much.
Oh, you say something like that on this show, that's going to get Kyle Richards pouting for about 3 episodes. I mean, I just want to know why, like, what did you mean by that? Like, I thought we were getting close, and I don't know. I just felt, I don't know. Why'd you say that?
This is definitely the season of stupid headbands because we went right from Dorit's to Garcelle's, which is also a big silver crazy headband. So yeah, some of these girls, not so much. Now, if you look at the podium that she's standing at, is that the logo for the gas company in Los Angeles?
It looks very much like the Department of Water and Power. Probably not. It's probably for something much more hopeful. But I also would not
put
it past this show that they're like, well, the Department of Water and Power is having a gala, so...
Save the water and power. It's like, okay, it's not the same as really saving dogs from being turned into, you know, hero sandwiches, but all right.
I mean, that's more... It's more of an on-brand for Orange County, because remember how Kelly Dodd has, like, all these fond memories of going to the Waste Management Open in Phoenix?
Yes, and all the people who were like, that's a real thing, and it's amazing!
Oh, okay. The Waste Management Open. I mean, I believe it's a real
thing.
It's
a regular Met Ball, I'm sure.
Yes. So, look, Kyle is offended already, and she's going to turn it into drama. Good luck with that, Garcelle.
Teddy, you're a little boring.
Lynn just came for Teddy. I love Lynn. You know what I love about Lynn? I like that she, first of all, I like that she probably plays Sudoku in the morning every day. I feel that about her.
I love also, that she probably glued all that shit onto her dress, too, like with a hot glue gun, because that is some straight-up Michael shit on her dress. It's like all these big, like, jewels and shit glue. I like that she's also legitimately older. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Like, the like older women on this show are much better. Yeah. And on top of that, I like that she's like, I'm going to show you how to do bangs and tendrils and even a poof and make it actually look good.
Yeah. And I like that she's like, and here are my arms, you bitches. Yeah.
There's also something about her that seems rich, which I enjoy. Yeah, even though this does look Michael's, she looks like she's rich and has no time for people like Teddy.
She's rich, and also look who she's friends with, because look how Faye Resnick is here with her new face, and wow, it's pretty.
Wait, I haven't seen Faye's new. Oh, but wait, this look that she does right now to Teddy, wait, watch this. That is amazing. Just this, like, oh, really? You're going to try to give me your dumb Teddy face back to my face when I'm wealthy?
No. That is the look your mom gives you in the Dillards when you're acting up, and she's like, I will fucking punch your face right in front of all these people and don't think I won't.
You know, she has a little bit, this is crazy, she has a little bit of Mariah Carey in her face.
Mariah Carey, I don't look see at it, but like, I like am seeing
Mariah Carey these days.
Damn it, it's gonna come to me who she looks like. It's making me crazy. I know, it's like an 80s actress.
Wait, I forgot her name, but she had a role on 24. She was also in Swimming with Sharks. You know what? Her role on 24 was Lynn. That's why I'm calling her Lynn.
Hold on. Should I look up Lynn on 24?
Yeah. Or her name is Michelle. The woman, her name is Michelle. I forgot her last name. The actress is Michelle.
She was Lynn great. McGill, 24 fandom. Okay, let me see who played her.
Yeah, Lynn McGill. Oh, I loved Lynn McGill.
No, that was boy. Lynn McGill was the little short guy from... Was he from Entourage?
Okay. Look up Swimming with Sharks because it's a smaller cast. It's easier to
Swimming with it's Sharks. It's easier to okay. Let's see here. Oh god, oh, you know what's good? It's literally sharks. Come on, people. Are we that old?
Hold on, Michelle Swimming with Sharks. I'm looking it up.
Forbes.
Michelle Forbes.
It is Michelle Forbes. That is who I'm seeing. I can't believe it. I can't believe we agreed on that. She has Forbes' eyes, because Michelle Forbes was also on The Killing, which I loved. She was in Battlestar Galactica, I think.
We talked about Michelle Forbes. We both have like a great amount of love for Michelle Forbes, and this woman is basically giving us Michelle Forbes.
She is totally blonde Michelle Forbes. God, that's so crazy. Okay, I love that we could agree on that. Okay, so yeah, she's Michelle Forbes, and then Dorit's giving a huge, like, oh, face, and then
Yes.
Let's look at Faye Resnick's new face.
Okay. By the way, also acknowledge how bored Denise is at this moment right here. Just acknowledge that.
Denise has this big saggy frown. She's like,
and look, and also Dorit is wearing her Boy George S&M headband again. Okay.
Let's be honest or not.
You were an
What does she say to her?
I'll go back. Hold on.
Are we supposed to be honest or not?
Ooh, I love that.
Are we supposed to be honest or not?
Oh, I'm going to love this voice.
I love this woman already.
Are we supposed to be honest or not?
And you would think that that Faye Resnick is saying awkward, but I think she's contemplating how many carbs she's had tonight. She's like, do I dare have another thing? I've already had 3 crackers.
What is she even eating? Like a flower? Is she eating a flower?
It looks like an edible flower or. Yeah, I think it is an edible flower or a mouse.
What better way to make your cast not look like a bunch of dinosaurs than having them just sitting there chomping flowers? Like your face, though. I think it looks great.
This is a real treat, by the way, watching Faye Resnick's tongue slowly flicker in and out on this live stream. I hope everyone's enjoying this. Okay, I'm pressing play.
Asshole on Twitter.
I'm just going to dishing out what I got.
Wow.
Oh, dude. And Eileen. Eileen's back as well.
Eileen has looked better, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I think she looks great. I love her hair.
I like this styling in theory. Maybe it's just a bad angle on her.
I love that she looks like a woman in a movie who wants to murder Anne Hathaway. Like that face that she's making.
They really are bringing back a lot of, like, all the old faces. I mean, I don't know why Taylor's not on here so far.
Well, give her time. Give her time. So Lisa Rinna is telling Camille, well, you're kind of an asshole on Twitter. But she is. And Camille's like, I was just giving what I had. I was going to give back what I got to the back of the... I was giving. I was kind of back to the giving.
What I was doing, I was giving a little bit of...
Yeah, I was, I was just trying to give back to the...
Because I'm just reading tweets as I read them and responding to what I read. And
it was...
That's just how it is. And...
devastating.
Why can I never remember how that ends?
So upsetting. I feel like this moment with Eileen is definitely going to become a GIF at some point.
Ew, like icky. Today after we make it.
Icky.
It's like...
awkward. Okay.
So fancy.
Who gives a shit if I have a goddamn ice sculpture?
Okay, Kyle, first of all, it's like now a full-on crow has died on her head. Okay. This situation is just getting worse and worse with every shot.
Yes, and her face looks like it's melting off in this frown, and these earrings are not helping. Kyle, you're going to have, like, earlobes like a Starbucks barista in, like, downtown Seattle soon, okay? Just big fucking holes, okay, down to the ground.
Also, I love what they're fighting about, because before this, you think it's just an establishing shot of this. There's an ice sculpture of a diamond. I'm assuming it's like an ode to Beverly Hills, right? Look at all the Tito's, Ronnie, first and foremost.
Yeah, my drink and some Casamigos. So I guess Lisa Rinna had something to do with this.
No, Denise is a Casamigos person.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that. And then Denise says, who gives a fuck if I've got an ice sculpture at my party? And you see Kyle was starting shit about the ice sculpture. Kyle was going around for four episodes saying, whoa, I mean, that ice sculpture was... Am I right? And then she probably had a party where she did a mockery ice sculpture to make jokes about it.
Oh, probably. Yeah, that's a good call, actually. That's a good prediction. We'll see if it happens.
We know that.
And Kyle's like, oh, look at Denise coming for me. Like, I can't just ruin her life with lesbian drama. Let's see how that happens. Ha, ha, ha. Bling, bling, bling. Wrote online. This is Lisa van der Pompel. I have some news for you.
This, by the way, and this is not fair to Kyle, because I actually think Kyle, generally, despite her bad hair, Kyle generally looks great. But this is truly the worst frame of the history of frames for Kyle Richards, I have to say.
Love it. Love every second of it. Earned it. You earned it, Kyle.
As long as you feel good about yourselves, look in the mirror and own it.
Yeah, motherfucker. Face myself, kid. You?
You really?
Oh, Aaron. Aaron with his softcore porn talk.
Hardcore porn talk. This is like, I'm going to fuck any, you right now porn. In the pantry up against some Cheerios talk. That's some serious... He is so big and hairy. So I guess he's confronting the women about these lesbian rumors. And he's like, well, if you guys can look yourself in the mirror. And Erica's like,
of course I can look myself in the mirror. I've fucked an 80-year-old for 10 years to be able to look myself in the mirror, motherfucker. Can you look yourself in the mirror, poor person?
I guess I will just go home now and have sex with my wife right now. That was my own impersonation.
Yeah, it's like a slow Maury.
Also, I have a question. Is this Prince Charles? Do we think this is Prince Charles right here?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes. Prince Charles.
He's giving me some Prince
Charles.
Because
we're getting a lot of pre-corona stuff in this. They're going to Italy. We've got Prince Charles here.
Yeah. It's definitely an ominous sign. Yeah. God, Aaron's so hot. Okay.
And own it.
Yeah, motherfucker. I can face myself. Can you?
You really?
I actually really like this look for Erica, to be honest.
Erica's lips. These lips are too much. You guys, stop.
They are getting a little wide, but I actually like it on her. I don't know. I also think she has a collection of labyrinth balls.
She looks like... Look at my arms, how they are right now. She looks like two arms. That's how her lips look. No. Two arms crossing, like just crossed arms.
I like this bowl of labyrinth balls. These are like the balls that David Bowie would like send down the labyrinth to torment Jennifer, what's her face? You know? Sarah in Labyrinth.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Jennifer, what's her face?
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Holiday Hudson.
I believe in the babe. What babe? Babe with the power. Okay.
Do you really want to go there?
Come see about me. I don't give a
She literally says, I don't give a fuck.
Come see about me.
Oh, shut up, Erica, with your dad rock quotes.
Come see about me.
Also, can we give a shout out to Lynn? She's really taking the Michaels to the next level.
So basically, she buys expensive dresses and then glues a ton of shit onto them. I love her. I love her.
Yeah, I love that she's basically wearing like a smock or just like, I guess it's a tunic of some sort. And it's just, she just said, I'm putting everything on it. Everything.
Why is she coming for Aaron? This is so weird. Like, since when is Erica so fucking pious about other people's sexualities and marriages? And I'm just assuming,
obviously. I don't think she's coming for Aaron. I think that Aaron is dumb and probably came for Erica and thought that he could get away with it. And Erica's like, no, I literally don't give a fuck. That's what I say every season. I don't give a fuck, Aaron. Because look at him. He has the look of someone who just tried to come for her and then is surprised that she said something back.
Yeah, he like actually breathes himself back. He's like...
His hair is like extra feathered today, by the way. Look at this beautiful swoop. It just swoops up and down again.
I don't know. Wow. He does look like he poops a lot. Okay, so let's go to the next scene.
Denise, there is a side of you that is hidden.
Lynn's reaction. She can't believe this. Look at Lynn. Oh, my goodness. Lynn thought she knew her.
Oh, and you know who else she is? Okay, she's a cross between Michelle Forbes and Catherine O'Hara.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
She has Catherine O'Hara and Beetlejuice face.
She does have that a little bit. And she's keeping the pussy bow alive right here. She's got a brown pussy bow.
Yes, and it's not fur. I'm sorry I told you to fuck yourself in the face. Okay.
It's not fur at all. I'm surprised there's nothing glued onto it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So the psychic just said that Denise has another side. Well, no shit. She was married to Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Don't marry Charlie Sheen and not have another side.
And that's such a basic astrology thing to say. Like, oh, there's another side to you. Yeah.
Look at all the cheese they haven't eaten, by the way. Look at this. There's a plate right here. There's a plate right here. None of it's been touched. We know that's because the thing is still standing straight up, like as the caterers put it. They're not even touching all this expensive cheese.
Well, I mean, who feeds people like that? And from Beverly Hills, like, they didn't drive all the way to Pasadena just to get the farts on the way home. Like, come on.
By the way, for those who listen to me complain about the cheese plate on Summer House, this is more acceptable for a vineyard. This cheese plate right here.
This is proper. For sure.
This would be proper for a vineyard in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Oh. She's not who she pretends to be. I don't deserve this. That is a huge thing to...
Oh, wow. Let's see. Look at this. Look who's been dressed by Kyle. Teddy.
Oh, Teddy in her horrible Witch Mountain hat. Her horrible black look, and all of them sitting in the back of this car gossiping with each other like the three witches all in their black. But then Teddy can't even be a decent witch. She has to wear like leopard print pants. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a car scene.
She's dressed like Darkwing Duck, first of all. Darkwing Duck meets like an evil Old West preacher.
Yeah. And then Brandy just back to just be a damn mess, you know, of course.
Yeah. Brandy's, well, you know what? Thank God. Thank God someone's doing it.
Brandy's had so much Botox that she's actually been able to sculpt. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me let you go back to where Brandy's sitting on the couch, because I'm looking at a different video than you. Okay, right here. So Brandy's really perfected the art of Botox, where she's injected herself in the temple to get her actual vein from her head, the Botox vein, to line up with her eyebrow, which is just well done. I mean,
she's done great well work. Well done.
Great work. That is actually very creative.
Actually,
nice
her
job.
Face looks. I actually think that she looks pretty good right there. Look at that.
Well, yeah, she's a model. I mean, yeah, she's a beautiful.
Well,
lady.
Given that she's had some rough Botox experiences, I feel like she has, like you said, I think she's kind of figured it all out.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're lining up veins to like match the other contours of your face, that is really well done. It's nice work.
There you go, Brandy.
Nice work.
Who she pretends to be.
Okay.
I don't deserve this. That is a huge thing.
Also, you know, Teddy's also giving me the judge from Roger Rabbit. Okay.
Say, what could be that bad?
Okay. Now we have another classic Kyle Richards thing, which is when she stares and blinks. So she's just accused someone of something. She said, you were there. You built the ice sculpture. and you didn't tell any of us about it.
Yeah, and she's basically sitting there. She's sitting there making brandy, or is that a different scene?
Let's see. I can't tell who's with her.
Yeah, I think that's a different scene. She's not in the bedroom. But yeah, Kyle's basically pretending she doesn't know what's going on, and she's hearing all this stuff for the first time, even though she was back there, you know, pulling the strings.
Pulling all the strings.
Pulling the teddy strings. And what's with this gigantic hound's tooth print? We saw Erica wearing it, and now we see Teddy wearing it in a sweater on the bed with Brandy.
Yeah, they're all wearing it. And now we have a shot of Rinna and Teddy and Kyle all dressed in black, and they've got bags. They must be on the way to the airport or on the way from somewhere. They got luggage in the back. They're going somewhere.
They're in a car. They're going somewhere. Yeah, I'm not
alive. Hey, coming up tonight. They're in a car and they're going somewhere, and they're all dressed mournfully.
They're probably going to a supermarket again.
So what do they say that makes Kyle raise her hands and make that face?
I'm gonna rewind. Okay.
So they fucked.
Kyle is doing this thing where she's pretending like this is the first she's heard of it, but she knows all along. She's like,
I can't believe you would say that, Lisa Rinna. Here we go. Another season where Kyle gets Lisa Rinna to say something on camera and then goes, Lisa, how could you do that?
That is exactly what's happening right here. Teddy and Kyle both. No.
And then Lisa's got to complain about being manipulated in some other scene. You know that's coming.
Well, here it is, I'm sure.
Then go.
Whoops.
So they f***ed. If you don't want to be here, then go.
Uh-oh. So Rinna's going after Denise. Which Rinna? I think we knew, right, because it was on Instagram after they finished shooting. Wasn't Rinna on Instagram saying, like, sorry to miss you, Denise. I'm sure you're doing something busy or something like that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I guess Denise can't come to filming of the show because, you know, Rinna always comes for the most popular person on the show. The only time that has actually changed is with Erica, where Erica, she's like, you know what? If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah.
But usually she finds out who's the most popular one and then she tries to take it down.
Okay, here comes Aaron and Denise. I guess that's what they just left that picnic that they just...
Mm-hmm. Don't try and destroy my family.
Uh-oh. How could Denise be crying about trying to get her family destroyed when she was married to Charlie Sheen? I mean, there's nothing on this show that could even compare to that.
Yeah. What, and then Lisa Rinna crying.
Oh, and look at what Lisa says right now.
What if she's manipulating me?
Of course, Lisa.
And and Kyle looks like she hosts a traveling puppet show right now. She's like, well, this is great, but I have a performance of Punch and Judy at the local elementary school right now, so I gotta go.
She's like, why do people keep asking me for weed?
That hat, this is one of my least favorite types of hats. This is probably my least favorite hat. I hate a puffy hat with a brim. I just despise it.
Yeah, these hats suck. They're not train hats. What do you call these hats?
Awful. They're like some remnant from the 90s. Like, yeah, they're like on blonde era.
Yeah, they're like people who work on the railroad, you know. They're kind of train hats, like Pioneer Day kind of.
I also, by the way, while we're here, first of all, this pasta arm is way too ornate for what it is. Second of all, this backsplash that matches the counter, I'm not sure if I need that like marble vibe to go all the way up the wall. Don't like that either.
That's a lot of pattern.
And then the red accents on the stove, in theory, should be cool, but there's almost like too many light elements here that it doesn't pop the way I think it should pop.
Well, just remember, just in case you guys thought that Kyle was going to stop trying to rip off Vanderpump, let's just notice that ornate tea set back there on the counter.
Of course. And notice the lemons, by the way, a little ode to Yolanda as well.
Are those lemons or oranges? I couldn't tell. I think that's a bunch of oranges.
Could be oranges.
But I do have this in common with Kyle. I only have one apple at a time because I ain't ever... Oh, that's a pomegranate, I think. But yeah, I'm never eating more than one apple. I have to force myself.
Fruit ambiguous.
And then who keeps like... a pepper grinder on the stove. Shut up, Kyle. Okay.
Yeah. Just well, enough. I mean, I guess in theory, it's like, oh, you keep that stuff there so you can season as you cook. But on the stove, keep it next to the stove.
Yeah,
but
you don't keep it right next to the flame to get grease all over and shit. Kyle, come on.
This is a woman who does not cook.
Yeah.
That's what that is all about. Mm. And I don't even know what these deer antlers are. We haven't even talked about the deer antlers in the foreground. I've been trying to ignore them during this entire discussion, but honestly, I can't. I don't. Oh, are they part of the pot? Please tell me.
Yeah, they're a big pot. It's like a big pot with deer antlers. Yeah,
that's just annoying. It's annoying to clean. It looks stupid. I hate it.
Guessing it's Christmas.
No, it's not Christmas. It's just stupid. It's you know what time of year it is? Stupid time of year. 12 days of stupid.
All right, let's knock this bitch out. Come on. I mean, not Kyle. The rest of the preview.
What if she's manipulating me? You sent a cease and desist.
Who told you that?
Oh, you're so angry.
Lisa, someone said one thing about your husband and didn't even say it. They just said, what about the husband? And you reached across, grabbed her turkey neck, and threw a glass. What the fuck? Now you're going to come and try and take down someone's marriage and be like, oh my God, why are you so angry? Please.
I also like how Denise has a full blowout, a full face of makeup, but she's wearing some sort of like Pikachu onesie.
Yeah. And she's got that soap opera face, like when she says, and you got a cease and desist. And Denise is like, she gives her like a soap opera, like, yes. And
yes.
Bitch.
It's a very soapy way to end the trailer, and I actually really enjoy that. Also, they are clearly at Rinna's house because look at all the pillow teeth, right? All these pillows have been chopped to death.
Yes.
You know?
Well, listen, I think that the internet kind of hurts these seasons because it looks like we know the entire season. It's this lesbian shit. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's fun to see it play out. In some ways, that makes it better, right? Because
I guess like when you see like somebody dead at the beginning of a movie and then you have to figure out how they became dead.
Yeah. Like Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
and then it's Lisa Rinna who did it in every movie. Lisa Rinna's like, he manipulated me.
Yeah, exactly. I think that this is going to be a pretty, I just heard right before we started recording from one of our friends who works in the media. He got to actually already see the season premiere, and he didn't tell me anything about it except he said the end of the first episode is bonkers. So I don't know what that means, but I'm excited because it's been a long time since we felt like something is bonkers.
Also, we're going to have a really fun time because we're going to have three housewives on the air at one time. We're going to have Potomac, Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and New York all on at one time. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. My fingers are crossed. We've had some Bravo shows that have been, you know, I thought Orange County and Atlanta were struggling. And I think that they've come back with strong seasons. And hopefully Beverly Hills will finally get its mojo back. Sometimes you do need a little bit of a cast shakeup. So, we're going to find out in about 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Love you guys. Oh, if you want this video, I think it worked out pretty well. So this will be on Crappens On Demand if you want to see everything we're talking about. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
For a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.